This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Yes, 94.9.
All right, we've got a guest in, haven't we, Dean?
Yes, we do.
You ready, are you?
I'm ready. Are you ready, Michael?
I am indeed.
I was born ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Casey Donovan.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good on you. Now, listen, I know I just mentioned this before. I'm going to pretend that nobody knows, is that you just got back from Brisbane, didn't you?
I did.
And noticed you leading the Pride Parade up there.
I was very proud to lead the Pride Parade. Yeah. That was a bit of a tongue twister to get out.
Not easy.
But no, it was such a beautiful day up there. The sun was out. Everyone was happy. There were rainbows. There was love. And you could feel all of the love.
And we need a little bit more of that at the moment. I know, you know, that's been obviously what with the marriage equality thing going on. And you getting involved in something like that meant even more, I think, didn't it?
It did. It's, you know, it's great to be a part of something so big.
Yeah.
And so right now and, you know, being at the forefront of everything, it's good to see people still smiling and getting past all the negative bullshit.
Yes.
And just getting out there and not letting things stop anyone.
Well, that's what would have been great about something like that, where there's a parade, everyone's having so much fun, there's so much life and joy and colour.
Yeah, and puppies. Many puppy dogs.
Was there? Oh, I love it. Now, you young lady, have been very, very busy. You've got an album out, Off the Grid and Somewhere in Between.
I do.
Now, what's that all about? What's the title all about?
Oh, look, the title, it came to me one day when I was in the studio. We recorded Lonely and we did that off the grid, which means there's no time signature. I just started playing the guitar and we tried to put time to it and it just didn't sit well. So I was like, let's do it off the grid. And then I said, oh God, I am off the grid and somewhere in between. And then I was like, okay, I got my name for the EP. Let's go. It's great.
And what's the sort of music on it? What have we got on there then?
It's a mixed bag of lollies. Mm-hmm. If you like a mixed bag of lollies like I do.
I love
like
it.
I think
EP.
All three of us.
Very big fan.
Yeah. Love a lolly. And it's got your ballads, your epic ballads, your cinematic sounds. It's even got a country song on there called 5 o'clock Dance. They're all very different styles and songs with different meanings and messages. And, you know, I struggle with anxiety. So there's a song there called The Villain, which is basically my breakup to anxiety.
Right.
Then we've got Lonely, which is pretty self-explanatory. Yes, I am lonely. And then 5 o'clock Dance, which is just it's your Friday afternoon. Tell the boss I'm leaving. I don't need
what do
no
you
overtime.
Do to look after your voice? Because it is one of those voices that makes everybody listen. You were there, Dean, when Casey was at
the Midwinter Gala. You were seeing that.
How much
was
fun
so
was that night?
That room was chock-a-block, and you know, we all had a bit of a go performing, but you were the only one that everybody just shut up.
Everyone shut up, and could not stop bullying.
Yeah, or you know, I had a job. Mama Alta had a job, and you know, we did our bit, but they love your, you know, there's something about your voice that makes everybody listen.
Aww,
am I wrong?
No, absolutely. You know. That's why we loved it, and that's you know why we love hearing you sing.
Aww, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, but to look after it, I just sleep.
Right. Do you have a lot of sleep?
I love sleep.
I do. And so we've got lollies. We've got sleep.
Lollies, we've got sleep.
Yeah.
And we've got love. So I'm ready.
What do we need? I guess then what will you do with this album? Is the idea to go on the road with it?
Yeah, I'm doing a tour. I love how I said we're doing a tour, but it's my tour. Yeah. I'm doing a tour. I'll be at the Toff in Town tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night, Thursday night. So we've got a few gigs lined up in Adelaide, Sydney, Melbourne, and then I don't know what I'm doing for the rest of the year. I think I might just take some time out, do some more writing. And
is it better for you? Do you enjoy that more? I mean, you know, when we're in this business that you know, I guess in some ways we want to be working and we want to be at the top. We want to be number one.
Yes.
Whatever. But you've done it. You've done a lot. You can do, I guess, for me, it looks like, you know, you could get a gig tomorrow wherever you want. But is it a bit more relaxed for you? Is life easier that way?
Definitely. It's doing this EP and having my own original songs is although it's nerve-wracking, it is the best thing that I could do right now. You know, I've been singing covers for so long and you just get stuck in that covers cycle of people just want to hear other people's songs. And by having this product and this EP, I get to sing my own songs and tell my own stories. And that's something I love. I love telling stories. And this EP is just, it's so close to my heart. And I just, yeah, I love that I'm out there singing my own songs and people are singing them back to me. And it's really beautiful.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
Now, where can we get this?
Look, you can get Off the Grid and Somewhere in Between anywhere you like.
Right.
iTunes, Google Play. You can go to my website and buy a hard copy.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'll sit on my bed with my stamps that I go to the post office. It's like, can I get 100 stamps, please? And some envelopes. And I write out, like, I send you the CD.
Oh, bless. I actually love having the hard copy of the CD.
Yeah,
I still, it's still how I like to listen to my music.
Well, I do both. I get the one on iTunes and I do that too. The CD.
Yeah, well, CDs, they're going out of fashion.
Yeah.
How's it going out of fashion?
You know, I've been hearing it for 10 years and I'm still buying.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm retro.
Yeah, there's something about a hard disc.
Yeah.
Hard disc.
I love a hard disc.
I think
the three of us could should be. We could all
Tell
sit in our beds.
Oh, yes.
Licking our stamps with our hard disc. We've got a lot of respect for you. I think you know that. We're going to go out on one of your tracks right now, and we're just going to get people getting this, buying this. That's the idea, isn't it?
That is the idea.
Is there any tickets left for tomorrow night?
There are a few tickets left,
I do believe.
Yeah.
Gosh, all right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good on you. Casey Donovan on Joy.
Well, it's Yes, isn't it?
Yes.
94.9.
Yes.
What it feels like to throw my caution to the wind. And I'm sick of second guessing while everyone is plotting out their next dirty sin. Sitting here looking out the stale old window, watching all these people munch around like ants. I wonder what they're wondering and will they ever take that chance? So throw my caution to the wind. Bodies lying everywhere, and this is why I promised I'm not drinking again. Laying here, who's that on my pillow? Searching for a window, get me out. No idea where I am, back to work at 6 a.m. So we
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.